Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my beautiful co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. This beautiful evening to all of you.
She says that when she's like at 0 degrees temperature.
I know. Well, see, I'm just trying to make it feel better, warmer. Now that I have everybody
I know.
Feel warmer.
Sheesh. Okay, so this is a live show tonight, everyone. And your questions are always welcome. You can, we'd ask you to keep them on topic if you can. You can email them directly to Squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, at W-Y-O-M for Wyoming .net, W-Y-O-M .net. And tonight's show, Your Light, Your Life is an Act of Love. I love this show. Somewhere along the way, we forgot the sacredness of our lives on Earth, and we forgot the sacred act that we're performing on Earth. And when we remember that every breath we take and everything that we think and do is sacred, it lifts our lives to a different resonance with divine intent. We came here with a divine intent to make a difference and to fulfill our soul and higher soul's purpose of participating in the most exciting lifetime available in the universe at this time. When we step into the resonance of this knowing, it lifts our lives to intent and impact with full consciousness. The negative ego, however, can grab a hold of this and take it to a specialness, or we can embrace it and live it to our fullest potential, radiating the energy of the divine. Our life is divine, and when we remember that and pull it in every moment of every day, can be filled with joy, love, commitment, and fulfillment. For this reason alone, the love of self is imperative to our purpose. Okay, and of course the team is also going to share some insights tonight as well. We've got questions. So, Squirrel, we need an astrology report.
I know. Gosh, it's always so interesting, I think. Anyway, so I've got a few things. This comes from Hair in the Moon, and this message says, today through Saturday are the speed bumps in an otherwise calm and harmonious week. The moon is traveling along the fiery way, those degrees spanning 15 Libra to 15 Scorpio. So pay attention to your charts. And you're a Scorpio, Jackie, so you might want to pay attention. This is This is always an intense passage when feelings run deep. Calcified in Scorpio's alchemical flames. Ambitions grow as settling is not an option. I don't know. I think that feels pervasive right now. No one feels like they're going to settle anymore, even if they don't know what's up ahead, but they're not going to put up with anything that doesn't resonate. So,
perfect.
Accompanying Lady Luna in this emotional underworld are Juno and Chiron, making their marriage at 10 degrees Pisces. So, I'm a Pisces. You and I are in this one, Jackie. Many relationships Why are we surprised? Many relationships have reached a tipping point, either of no return or of passionate rekindling. All your unconscious expectations, entitlements, and assumptions around what others should or shouldn't be doing are being challenged to transform into greater honesty, appreciation, and authenticity. So, and this one is just sort of a energy update from Emmanuel Dagger. I don't know if I read his before, but he writes, there's a momentum building that is feeling quite palpable to many people around the world. If you've been feeling a bit more anxious, scattered, or emotionally charged than usual, know that it's part of this wave of moment that's building. There's a lot of magic in the air, so make sure you are saying yes to the opportunities being presented to you in business, personal relationships, etc., that feel expansive and exciting. There's also a great deal of truth coming out in the open, so we may learn new things about people, places, and things that are in our experience. Some of these truths may be eye-openers, and some may be wonderful confirmation. This will give us the feedback necessary to connect with people, places, and experiences that feel more in alignment with where the next part of our journey is heading. And then the last is from Elizabeth Peru, and she says, the next 24 hours, there are some strong vibes for standing in your power and speaking yourself up. Can you feel it? You often cover your throat when you speak or find your words get muffled or choked. Do you tend to shy away from voicing your opinion, even when you wish you could, especially in front of certain people? Well, over the next day, you are being urged, courtesy of Mars and Mercury, to get that beautiful voice of yours flowing. The sooner you can find your forthrightness to let the true you be expressed, the sooner we will all know the real you, and won't that be a grand thing? Authenticity can flow. So do your best to put your shoulders back and open up the chest area so the voice has enough space to spread its wings and fly. And that's
beautiful.
The update. I know.
Thank you.
Powerful.
For those. Girl, those are wonderful.
You're so welcome.
Okay, let's talk about tonight's show. When the team decides on a topic, even if I think it's my idea, things show up to support the material. A good friend of mine in Israel, Diana Mann, who was Adrian DeVere's confidant and medium and works with her own ET team, sent this today, and it puts special emphasis on the title of tonight's show. A tribe in Africa where the birth date of a child is counted not from when they were born. Okay. Nor from when they are conceived, but from the day that the child was a thought in its mother's mind. And when a woman decides that she will have a child, she goes off and sits under a tree by herself, and she listens until she can hear the song of the child that wants to come. After she's heard the song of this child, she comes back to the man who will be the child's father and teaches it to him. And then, when they make love to physically conceive the child, some of that time they sing the song of the child as a way to invite it. And then, when the mother is pregnant, the mother teaches that child's song to the midwives and old women of the village, so that when the child is born, the old women and the people around her sing the child's song to welcome it. And then, as the child grows up, the other villagers are taught the child's song. If the child falls or hurts its knee, someone picks it up and sings its song to it. Or perhaps the child does something wonderful or goes through the rites of puberty, then as a way of honoring this person, the people of the village sing his or her song. In this African tribe, there is one other occasion upon which the villagers sing to the child. If at any time during his or her life the person commits a crime or aberrant social activity, the individual is called to the center of the village, and the people in the community form a circle around them. Then they sing their song to them. The tribe recognizes that the connection for antisocial behavior is not punishment. It is love and the remembrance of identity. When you recognize your own song, you have no desire or need to do anything that would hurt another. And it goes this way through their life. In marriage, the songs are sung together. And finally, when this child is lying in bed, ready to die, all the villagers know his or her song, and they sing for the last time the song to that person. You may not have grown up in an African tribe that sings you your song to you at crucial life transitions, but life is always reminding you. When you are in tune with yourself and when you are not, when you feel good, what you are doing matches your song, and when you feel awful, it doesn't. In the end, we shall all recognize our song and sing it well. You may feel a little warbly at the moment, but so have all the great singers. Just keep singing and you'll find your way home.
Oh, that's so lovely.
That's so beautiful, and I hadn't heard from Diana in months. So she sends this morning, and I'm like, oh, go figure.
I mean, that's, again, you talk about people having their own resonance, and everything's a frequency, and that just really personifies it.
It's actually a beautiful story. The pictures are very moving, and it's a very primitive African tribe, actually, but so filled with love. And although these last many years may have been very challenging for many of you, what I'm seeing now is that people coming out of the struggle and challenges that have besieged them into a beautiful place filled with hope for the future, and most importantly, for their future. And this year, 2014, called the Year of Gratitude by Lazarus and the Year of Reinvention by Bashar, I've already seen so many changes for people and miracles as well, and also for myself. The frequencies are big and so much smoother, it takes a bit to get used to handling them. I can tell you that one for sure. I spent half my life in here clearing my auric field and clearing my chakras and filling them back up with light. Unresolved things are flying up to the surface, and old wounds we once thought healed are resurfacing for another go-around. No stone will be left unturned this year. I'm seeing both the reinvention of people and all the reasons to feel gratitude. Here's just an excerpt from Lazarus on the January overview. Lazarus does not write his things out, but somebody transcribed this, and I'm very grateful for it. This is just an excerpt. It is also a very different year, a unique year. The past several and the future years are transition years. This world is becoming new. However, the transition will be more apparent this year. In many ways, it will be as if there are two worlds. There will be those that will cling, those among the consensus reality, who will cling, sometimes desperately cling, to an old world trying to make it more real. And then there will also be those, also among the consensus, who will be reaching, sometimes magically reaching, to a world that is new. In many ways, both worlds will be present. There's a chasm in the world. Some sense it, most won't sense it. However, everyone will be touched by it. In both worlds, this is the year of gratitude. We've suggested that gratitude is a feeling of joy and compassion, and it's a conscious celebration of love, of joy, and of thanksgiving. We've only occasionally suggested that being loved and being loving are part of gratitude and that vulnerability. That vulnerability is key to honest gratitude, to genuine gratitude, for the word gratitude and the words of thanksgiving and the words of thankfulness are so easy to say. Only occasionally have we suggested that being loved and being loving are part of gratitude, and that vulnerability is key to honest or genuine gratitude. Even less frequently have we implied that surrendering to your success, surrendering to your happiness, surrendering to your love is implicit to honest or genuine gratitude. Gratitude is a generating energy along with trust, valuing, and happiness and joy. The more you feel gratitude, we've often said, the more you feel gratitude, the more you will create and allow to feel grateful for, to feel grateful about. In many ways, you know gratitude as a feeling. You know what it is, and you've developed an effective rapport and a living and maturing relationship with the feeling of gratitude. So, tonight we talk about being grateful to you in your commitment, about valuing your life and what it means and has meant. We've all worked diligently to change beliefs, to set intentions, to heal and clear as much as possible. What is missing is loving, valuing, and being grateful to you for the wonderful contributions that you have made to the collective consciousness of the planet through your tireless work. And I do mean that. Your life, your unique frequency, and the beauty of your soul and spirit have and continue to have an impact. Perhaps you aren't aware of it, but I promise that it's real, and it's having a beautiful impact. Then there is the sacredness of your life. Although you may not be treating yourself as though you are sacred, that doesn't change the fact that you are. When you awaken to your sacredness, it can open doors to receiving love, abundance, and beautiful surprises. Not only are you sacred, but so is everyone else, even if they don't yet know it. Think of how differently you would act if you remember the simple fact all the time. All of your interactions would be sacred as well. In this amazing year, you'll be inspired to change, to love yourself and others, and to commit to living in the energy of gratitude, not because you expect something, but because it will become a preference. Oh, you won't stay there every moment, but you will remember how you prefer to feel. You're human. You can't stay in that same resonance all the time. If you do, let me know, okay? You will feel gratitude for your life, for yourself, and for all the opportunities to grow more elegantly and gracefully. Finally, you'll feel gratitude to yourself for coming to Earth at this amazing time to participate in this grand adventure with all of its challenges and opportunities. You are here. You made it, and the best is yet to come. Let's enjoy this amazing time filled with gratitude while loving our own divinity and sacredness. So, this was, again, a very serendipitous show because it was all kind of delivered to me. I write my words, but and Squirrel asked me where I got the title, and I said, I don't know. It was a sticky on my computer. I have no idea where it came from. Now, I am guilty during the week when I'm kind of in and out of channel of writing something down, sticking it on my computer so I can't miss it, and I have no idea where it came from. So that's also a possibility.
But
it was stuck on top of my shopping list. So
really? Let's see. I need to get this at the store and that. Oh, and your life is an act of love.
Yeah.
Write that down.
So now, Squirrel, I need to ask you, when are we going into Mercury retrograde?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's soon. I have all the Mercury retrograde dates for this year. February 6th to the 28th, so we're looking at most of February. And then basically we have one of mostly June and then not till mostly October. So those are the three big ones this year. So February 6th to the 28th, Mercury retrograde. So it's a good time to review, right? And I think the astrology will support that review for us. But I think a lot of us have
Got Venus coming out of retrograde, too, at the end of the month, right?
Right. Venus comes out of retrograde, and then, I should look this up, but I think Mars goes into retrograde. It's a very interesting dynamic. So the Venus-Mars thing has been, I think, quite interesting.
Now, why do you find Venus-Mars interesting?
Oh, well, that's kind of our masculine-feminine, in the astrology, our energies of both. So Mars is the warrior planet, very masculine. It rules Aries, and Venus is the feminine energy. It rules beauty and love. And represented in Taurus. So
those two just keep, they're going different directions is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, they seem to be, and I just find it interesting. But, the Venus retrograde, I think, is quite beautiful because anything that goes retrograde, you can't always move forward without thinking about where you've been and where you're going. And sometimes it's good to reflect. And that's what a retrograde will allow us to do, is to reflect and pause, a reflective pause, to see if that's the way we want to go, if that's, we want to change anything. And that's the beauty of it, whether it's Mercury or anything. So it can feel like things are a bit sluggish, but if we went to see ahead all the time, I'm not sure. I don't know what that would look like, actually. I don't think I recall living that way. Maybe I felt that way, but I don't think that's the way the world works.
I don't think we want to do that. I was just curious because you mentioned Mars going retrograde, and I thought, oh, man.
Okay. I know, right? I will look that up, and I will find out about that and report back to all of you about Mars retrograde.
Thank you so much. I know we have, three questions tonight. And
we do.
I think the team would like to talk to everybody for a while, too.
Okay.
And so little Jackie's going to go into channel. You're assigned to watching the time since I don't have lights in here, so...
Okay, I will stay on top of the time, and hopefully it'll all flow the way it's supposed to.
Okay, I'm trusting that squirrel thing.
Me too.
Hold on just a second. I have to put one light on in here because it's just too doggone dark. Okay, there we go. Okay. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Squirrel.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Steve.
All right. A beautiful subject tonight. And we'll let the channel think that she brought this up. But either way is fine. All right. It's a beautiful reminder. As you're coming to the close of the first month of this year, to sit with and remember the sacred act of coming to Earth, the beauty and the wonder of that, the courage of that, the excitement of that. Now, many of you think that, oh, I just came to be of service. But we must remind you that you came to do things other than that as well. Dear Lazarus has talked about the fact that you're here to consciously create success, and you're here to learn to have fun. Now, fun is not always the same for any of you. As you go through your years, and through your transitions in life, fun is always changing. For some of you, fun is growth. For some of you, fun is going to be different than what it was a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So, very dry here, excuse us. Now, all of you are contributing in far greater ways than you know. None of you really recognize how much light you anchor on the planet. nobody's walking around with their measuring device saying, well, you anchor this much light and you anchor that much light. But we will tell you, when you're feeling confident and filled with self-love, with a sense of sacredness and love for your life, your experience, filled with gratitude, your resonance is more impactful. Your light is greater. Many of you came out of love for Earth, the vessel. Many of you came for love of humanity because you saw this as an opportunity to be in some form a bridge. Many of you came in addition to that because you knew this was a time where humans would awaken to their larger role in the universe. Some of them much to their chagrin, all right, they're not that excited about the idea. Although they will be eventually. It's going to take time. And once again, being a bridge. We want to remind you, however, that because of the rules of Earth and you come in not knowing who you really are, your first job is to love you, to be willing to receive love, to receive assistance. And of course, to heal. Right. And healing, layers of healing. You've all found that out the hard way. But this year, already miracles happening for people. Beautiful miracles. Did they do anything different in the first month of January than they've been doing all along? No. But they experienced some exponential shift that allowed receiving, allowed the miracles. One of the most difficult things that it thinks that any of you do is to love and honor yourself. We can tell you that we, you know, deal with that with our channel. We think she always has to be doing. She is not very good at being. And honoring the divine within you. We've talked about that. The spark of God, Goddess, all that is that you carry within you, experiencing itself through you. The beauty and wonder of that. This year, a tremendous opportunity to create your lives anew. And we caution you, so many of you tie this to money. And money is wonderful. You can create as much as you choose. However, it's more than money this year. It's about falling in love with you. It's about falling in love with your life. awakening in the morning. The sunlight, for some of you, is still dark when you get up. Watching a sunrise or sunset. And really being in the energy of gratitude. For you. For what you have the opportunity to experience and how beautiful your planet is. For your animals who are waiting to speak with you. Waiting to speak with you. To commune, to communicate. Some of you are already aware that your animals are not just animals. There is such a thing. But amazing beings. Here to assist you. We have one person who has a cat who licks itself all the time. And the reason it was licking itself is she wouldn't listen to him. He wanted to commune with her. Teacher. And so because he was such a problem, as were the others, she finally got a reading for her animals, and she was so shocked to find out what they were really trying to tell her. Pay attention to us. It's important. We're carrying information you need to know. And we encourage all of you to pay attention. Truly this year, to pay attention. And to love yourselves. Just as you are. For some of you, all you drive yourselves. I have to do this, I have to do that. Then I'll love myself. Right now I'm too busy. Oh, we hope that you're never too busy to love yourself and to honor the sacredness of you. And as you do that, you will attract into your life more sacredness, more love, more beauty, more grace, more ease, more elegance. Because you'll be operating at a different resonance. And the matching resonance to that is what we just said. To let go of struggle, put it down. You see, when you acknowledge your sacredness and the sacredness of every living thing, including the earth, you will treat everything, including yourself, differently, with greater respect, honor, appreciation, and gratitude. You'll pay attention to what people say. You'll listen to their words and between their words. With every encounter, small or big, you'll take the time to look into their eyes. We've talked about this before. And acknowledge namaste, meaning the God within me. Recognizes and acknowledges the God within you. That's connection. At a sacred resonance. A sacred resonance. You'll move differently. You'll think differently. you're going to be more aware this year than ever before of nuance. Nuance. Changes in frequencies around you. Enjoying, appreciating music more. The songs of birds. People walking their dogs, watching their interactions, their joy with one another. Appreciating your ability to move your body. You're also going to come to understand that you have a problem with the food on your earth, especially in the United States. And to honor and respect more carefully what you put in your body, to pay greater attention, to be more conscious. There are some things on your grocery shelves that are really not fit to eat, unfortunately. We recommend that you pay attention. And when you recognize that you are sacred, it will make sense to do that. I am going to pay attention now and honor myself. Do your research, people, not out of fear, but out of self-honoring about what's healthy for you to eat. Very important. This year, many things are going to come out. Be conscious, lovingly conscious of your body. We know you're sacred. You're the ones we'd like to awaken to that reality. All right, Squirrel, you have questions for us.
I indeed do. Okay, so our first question comes from Liz, and she writes, dear team, I'm not sure if this is on topic for tonight's show, but I hope the team will somehow work an answer for me. I was listening 2 weeks ago when the team came in and Jackie was channeling a tone near the beginning. That tone did amazing things to me. The sound pulled me out of my body swiftly, and I must have lost time since it seemed like when returning to my body, it was the end of the show. The last words I heard were, "You are an extraterrestrial." I knew it was true and had a sense of peace about it. My questions are the ones others may also have. Where did that tone draw us and why? What mechanism is triggered within us to cause it to happen? Would anyone, even those not interested in metaphysics, have that reaction, or was it a call to only those of us drawn to the work you're doing? Thank you, Liz. That may have come from our...
All right, Liz.
Yeah?
What happened, dear?
Well, I was just saying that was that one where we went into the void and you had that tone going on when you go and we're entering the void. And it was a tone that you use when we go into, I think it was a redo of a show that we had a few weeks ago about connecting with your future self.
Oh, all right.
And that was a beautiful tone. I know what you're talking about.
All right. dear Liz. We do that tone quite often when we do soul liftings, not power retrievals, but soul liftings. It's a different frequency. It's connected to soul, dear one. So you are responding to the change in frequency to soul. All right? Now, does everyone have the same response that you do? Not necessarily. Some people can. This, your first encounter, you see, with that kind of a frequency, going into the void, all right, is a transitory state from one place to the next, And in going there, it's a shift in frequency. Now, is everyone's response the same as yours? No. It can be, but that doesn't necessarily mean it will be. Are you an extraterrestrial? Of course you are. We want to say congratulations for having such a wonderful experience. And that show is recorded somewhere in the archives, so if you want to listen to it again, you can check with either Squirrel or the channel. In your case, Liz, it was time for you. In making the transition to connect more deeply with those that love you. So it was your unique experience. Were you taken aboard ship? Did you have some kind of an experience that you can't explain yet? Now, please understand, when we say taken aboard ship, your light body can leave the body, have an experience and return to the body without you really recognizing it as such. You could say, well, I don't remember going through the window or the door. Don't remember anything in my house. And of course not. That doesn't make it any less real. Now, your question, if people were interested in this work, would they have the same experience? And what we have to say to you here is that your reality is subjective, Liz. You responded to a frequency that you'd never experienced before. It connected you to the more of who you are in an instant. Because of the resonance. Now, we hope you don't say anything in your note that since the experience, you have felt more connected. It sounds like from your note, you've been overwhelmed with curiosity. Both are good. We would recommend that tonight when you go into your dream time, you ask to connect again to your star friends. All right? To those that connected with you that evening. Let them know you're ready if you are, to have greater contact. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to land in your living room. But we recommend that you do meditation on a regular basis, asking them to connect with you with messages. Open yourself. Open yourself. Play beautiful music and sit quietly, relaxed, opening your consciousness. I'm ready to connect. I'm ready to hear your messages. We're very excited that you had this experience, by the way. That always makes us happy. And Liz, we thank you for your question. We hope that we answered it sufficiently. If not, you write it again. All right, Squirrel, you have another question.
I do. This question comes from Sandra, and she writes, "Dear team, I came into this world with a strong sense that I was here to do good. When Reiki emerged in the early 90s, I felt very strongly that this was my path and I was born to relearn old skills gained from previous ancient lifetimes, and I was to offer these skills to humanity. I started out well and learned Reiki, but even though I had this knowing, my early life experiences gave me low self-esteem and confidence, and I was thwarted and deterred by stronger, more ambitious people, and I was left quite disillusioned by it all. I have gained wisdom from it, but I feel a sense of failure on some level, too. My question is, being a sensitive, how does one stay on course with a life mission, and how does one dodge the bullets from the negative energies around, those not wanting you to succeed or do good for humanity? Because I have learned that there is a lot of this about. Kind regards, Sandra."
Oh, dear Sandra. All right. Well, for one thing, you went into this with low self-esteem, which means at some level you were lacking confidence, even though you know that you had a connection. Reiki actually came in from extraterrestrials. All right. Have you been a healer on ancient worlds here on Earth? Yes. And you are a high sensitive. Very much so. Now, we're working with you, and our goal, of course, is and has been to help you connect more fully with the beauty of who you are and to retrieve your power from those that would thwart you from moving forward. But we want to say this. As your confidence grows, as your confidence grows, you're going to see that nothing will get in your way. And nothing will stop you. You're already making a difference, Sandra. We want you to remember, as we said earlier, to also give joy to you, to love you, and have fun. This lifetime is not about self-sacrifice. Whatever you choose to do should be fulfilling and wonderful and joyful and fun. If you make it too heavy and serious, you can be challenged with low self-esteem. These people are more pushy than I am. They look at how they got ahead. That's not what this is about. People will seek you out when you are clear about your gifts and what you joyfully choose to do. We hope that you're reading Bonnie's book. We've talked about it on the air enough times. The map. We recommend that you go to her website, livealifeyoulove.com, and work with the book, Sandra. All the principles are right there to change your life and your opportunities to create the life of your dreams. You deserve to be happy, to have it all. You're dealing with silly putty here. And still make your contribution. Still feel excited about what you choose to do. And prosperous while doing it. And loved and supported while doing it. You've been through some great challenges. And you've come through with a miracle coming into this year. That's your wink, that's your whisper. That now things can be totally different. And they will be, dear one. You do anchor a tremendous amount of light. Always remember that. We highly recommend that you learn how to, and you talk to us during a session, how to run energy and how to clear your chakras and bring in the beautiful pyramid of mirrors and operate in that all the time so that you feel yourself glowing, not threatened. Your levels of traction will be totally different. We love you, dear one. We love you, and we're very, very happy to see your life change overnight, literally. You're a walking miracle. Remember that, Sandra. And you are. I love you, dear one. All right. Squirrel? How are we on time?
Well, we're getting short on time, so I do have another question, and perhaps we should.
When you say short on time, how much time do we have?
About 2 minutes.
Okay, that's short. All right.
So maybe we should keep this one for next week.
Keep that one for next week. All right, everyone. We really want you to pay attention to the differences in frequencies that you're feeling. The level of confidence that you're gaining. The levels of commitment that you're going to be feeling. We want you to know that you are loved more than you can imagine. We've been saying this for years. But you're going to start feeling it. That's what we're excited about. We love you because of who you are, not because of what you do. We love you because of who you are. Your unique frequency, your beautiful radiance, your commitment and the love that you hold for humanity and Earth, and your great desire to participate in this particular lifetime. Please honor that, all of you, in yourselves. We would like to work with you tonight. Or if you listen to this recording, whatever time of night you listen to it or day. And and we'd love to work with you in awakening. Awakening tomorrow with a greater sense of who you are, with a greater love for yourself. Having, if you're willing, received love from all of us, which is a big number, by the way, from all of us during the dream time. We are with you in more ways than you know. And we support your choices. We know what they are. We want you to feel that love and that support. And we ask you to remember to feel gratitude every day. We thank you all for tuning in tonight. We love you all so very much. We're so excited to see what happens with your lives in this year. And what happens with you personally. Your attitudes towards yourself, your love for self, your love for others. But first for self, please remember that. No self-sacrificing. To everyone, thank you so much for tuning in, dear Squirrel. We love you. We thank you for being here this evening.
We all love you too, team.